From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council has recognized new Gambian leader Adama Barrow as that country's president despite longtime leader Yahya Jammeh's refusal to give up power. The president of the council, Swedish Ambassador Olof Skog, says he spoke with President Barrow to say that the Security Council fully supports him.
It is our strong hope now that the former President Jammeh will peacefully cede power to the democratically elected president.
A Senegalese army spokesman says regional troops entered Gambia Thursday afternoon after Mr. Barrow took the oath of office in Senegal. U.S. airstrikes killed several dozen Islamic State fighters in two military camps in Libya. Carla Babb reports.
Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said the air assault late Wednesday killed more than 80 Islamic State fighters who had fled there after Libyan forces aligned with the nation's UN-backed government pushed the terrorists out of the former Islamic State hotbed city of Sirte. Carter said some of the fighters in the camps were actively planning operations against European nations. The strikes came mere hours before President Barack Obama leaves office.
While the world doesn't rest from the transition here in Washington, neither does the Department of Defense.
Defense officials said the two Islamic State camps were in a very rural area and that no women or children were present. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
The United Nations has been invited to attend Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin Monday in Kazakhstan. A UN spokeswoman said Thursday Secretary General Antonio Guterres asked Syrian's envoy Staffan de Mistura to attend the negotiations. Syria's president has said the talks will focus on enforcing the ceasefire and allowing the distribution of humanitarian aid. This is VOA News. There were fireworks and music Thursday night at the Lincoln Memorial on the National Mall in Washington. A huge crowd celebrated the coming inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States. Trump himself addressed the crowd.
And I love you folks, and we're going to work together, and we are going to make America great again, and I'll add, greater than ever before. Thank you very much and enjoy the fireworks. Thank you, everybody.
Light rain, chilly temperatures are forecast for the inauguration ceremony tomorrow at noon, Washington Times. VOA's Jim Malone reports on leftover disputes from last year's presidential campaign.
Washington is a city in transition. As the Barack Obama era draws to a close and the Donald Trump era is set to begin. Though the divisive presidential campaign is history, Trump's low approval ratings suggest there's much work to be done in uniting the country behind his agenda. At least 50 congressional Democrats have said they will stay away from the inauguration, ensuring that the polarized politics on display during last year's presidential campaign will extend into the early days of the new administration. Jim Malone, Washington.
Even as officials prepared for the inauguration, two of Trump's cabinet selections faced confirmation hearings Thursday before Senate panels. They are Energy Secretary-designate Rick Perry, a former Texas governor, and Steve Mnuchin, who is in line to become Treasury Secretary. With less than one full day left on his term, President Barack Obama made a final call to a foreign leader, got on the phone and called German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He describes her as his steadiest and most reliable international partner. The White House says the president thanked Ms. Merkel for her friendship and leadership. In his last major act as president, Mr. Obama is cutting short the sentences of 330 federal drug convicts. They bring to 1,715 the number of prisoners to get their sentences commuted by the president. The South Korean news agency Yonhap says North Korea has probably built two missiles and has placed them on mobile launchers for test firing in the near future. The agency quoted military sources as saying they appear to be intercontinental ballistic missiles. Yonhap says North Korea may have intentionally leaked the information on that to send a message to the incoming U.S. administration of President-elect Donald Trump. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.